Okay, I am Devi Kajampakeni. I work as a soil scientist at the Citrus Research and Education Center up in Lake Alfred.
Let's talk first about irrigation. Some take-home messages, the importance of daily irrigation.
Yes, what we have found is that for our growers, it's good to maintain daily irrigation other than infrequent irrigation, because when you do daily irrigation, you optimize nutrient uptake, you optimize tree health, the trees grow better and have better canopies and better trunks than those that don't get regular irrigation.
And this is especially important with HLB-affected trees.
That's right. This is very important with HLB-affected trees because they have a compromised root system. They need to be given water within the root zone all the time, every day, in the right amounts.
You advise to keep water in the top 12 inches of the soil. That's where most of the roots are?
Exactly. We have close to about 70% of the roots in the top 12 inches. So growers will be better keeping the water in that top 12 inches. That way you reduce nutrient leaching and also you improve water use by the tree and then also improve tree yields.
And that daily irrigation helps keep the water up there too, right?
Right, that's correct. When you irrigate daily, you keep the water close to or above field capacity, which is where most of the water amounts are required and close to what the trees need for their daily performance.
Any other major points we need to discuss about irrigation?
Oh, I think all I would say is that growers would really do a good job irrigating every day and making sure that if they're using for irrigation, they can do that maybe weekly or so, but the irrigation should be frequent. That way you'll be able to get good canopies, good yields, and also good tree development.
Let's move then to macro and micronutrients for HLB-affected trees. What are some major points you have there?
What we have found is that for the macro and micronutrients, what we are learning is that growers need to irrigate within the root zone, possibly close to about 12 inches from the tree, and then keep the fertilizer in that top 12 inches also. That way you improve both root density, you improve tree canopies, you improve tree yields, also improve the trunk development, which will be good for the tree performance. So for the micronutrients, what we are also observing is that maybe growers would be okay to, for example, for boron, we noticed that if they use double the IFAS rate, which is close to about a pound per acre, now they could use 2 pounds per acre for boron. They'll be good. They'll get better availability in the soil and also better uptake in the plant. And for, say, manganese, what we found was that if they use between about 10 to 20 pounds of manganese per acre per year, they will be able to get good yield and also good performance and also good root health and also good canopies.
Is there anything you'd like to add about the nutrient part?
Yeah, so for the nutrients, I would recommend, especially for the macronutrients, applying them, say, for now in three splits. We have been applying them three times a year, once in spring, once in summer, and once in fall. So it's good to keep them applied in splits other than applying at one time. If they apply in more splits, the more the nutrients will be available in the plant and be ready for uptake.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.